At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Henry Sikorski, the executive director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. That was then, 80 years ago, Trinity Test, and the decision makers ever since not resolving the conflict. Is it a weapon? Is it not a weapon? Do we use it? Do we not use it? Henry has another road forward that is not only fresh, but reminds us that our industrial base is not adequate even to a solution about atomic weapons not being used or being used, which is non-nuclear missile systems that can be used much more effectively without the radiation, without the destruction, without the black snow, without the curse for all time with plutonium poisoning. Henry, reintroduce non-nuclear solutions, even though we don't have an industrial base that can produce them yet.
Well, the Russians are trying to help us out. They keep bragging about a missile called the Oreshnik. I like saying that. It has a very Russian twist to it. This missile has been used once against a target in Ukraine. It is nearly an intercontinental ballistic missile. It's right on the edge of the definition of 5,500-kilometer range. And it carries submunitions. In this case, I believe the number of things that actually exploded was 36. And they come down at remarkable speeds, which makes air defense pretty impractical. Long story short, Putin and his lieutenants, Medvedev and others, are saying, well, Europe needs to understand that we can rain these things all over Europe on them. And we have no need for nuclear weapons, they claim, because of these weapons. Well, you know, it could be usual bravado. I mean, the Russians only have one speed when they're threatening people, bravado. But it's not entirely off. Our own military leadership in Europe recently said we need to have weapons like this ourselves yesterday and in large numbers. So it isn't just the Russians that think this. So we need to get on with it. The program in hypersonics that you see going on in the States and to some extent in Europe, it gets to this. I mean, those things aren't necessarily nuclear weapons, and they can deliver a certain heavy amount of payload precisely. Well, the sooner the better, I would say. You want to have layers of warfare between you and nuclear use, and we don't have enough, in my opinion, yet.
Nonproliferation after Iran, does it exist, Henry? Before we get into what it should look like, is it even there?
I'd say in lip service only, and has been for a while. As I wrote in the Financial Times recently, if you want to understand how we got into our fix with Iran, it was because we had a very weak set of rules with regard to what was safe and dangerous regarding nuclear activities and materials. And so we, the United States government, said that Iran had a right to make nuclear fuel. Well, that brought them pretty much to where they are now. And I think we made a strategic diplomatic mistake in conceding that point as readily as we did. I think we did it because we'd already conceded it with regard to friendly countries like Japan, Argentina, Brazil, South Africa, and India. Well, but, you know, there's nothing that says you have to make your mistakes hereditary. every once in a while you can say, well, that was a mistake. We can correct it. We haven't tried. Now, what's interesting about what Mr. Trump has done is he's made a big deal about making nuclear fuel by enriching uranium is an enabler, as Mr. Witkoff, his emissary envoy, has said, to weaponization. Now, if you let that sink in, that could be the beginning of sobering up, getting, if you will, woke about what the problem is, which is to say there are certain materials and activities that bring you so close to bomb making. Inspecting them is meaningless. At any moment, the possessor of these activities and materials could make a bomb before you could do anything about it. And that's where we are and where we certainly were even more so before the bombing with Iran. Well, if you don't want more of those, you got to start tightening the rules.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. 80 years ago, there was no Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. There was no nonproliferation. The topic started on July 16, 1945. From my general reading, and I'm not in any way skilled at this, I just generally read, we're still dealing with the same questions that were extant the moment that test went off on that morning. Is it a weapon? Question mark. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.